This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning for remaining two phases of Lok Sabha elections is in full throttle as top leaders hold marathon rallies in the poll-bound states. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that INDI alliance is anti-women and they oppose reservation to women. Addressing a women-only gathering in his parliamentary constituency Varanasi, PM said that women were not safe during the regime of Samajwadi Party and Congress, but now under Yogi Adityanath leadership in UP, women are more safe and secure. During the Matri Shakti Sammelan at Sampurnanand Sanskrit University, Mr. Modi said that in the last 60 years, no government thought about women. The Prime Minister will stay in Varanasi tonight and tomorrow he will address two more rallies in Uttar Pradesh. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a press conference in Chandigarh. He said Haryana and Punjab are considered quite prosperous, but still unemployment and inflation is at its peak in these states. As the countdown to the Lok Sabha elections in Delhi reaches its final stretch, the political landscape is ablaze with fervent campaigning by key contenders. Candidates and leaders from BJP, AAP and Congress are engaged in hectic campaigning in different parts of the national capital to woo the voters in their favour. Today, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda spearheaded a vigorous campaign and took part in a roadshow in Palam in favour of party candidates. Meanwhile, Union Minister Rajnath Singh galvanized support with a rally in Rithala in support of party candidate. In a bid to consolidate their base, Aam Aadmi Party convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal took to the streets, orchestrating a roadshow in Bhajanpura, northeast Delhi. The polling in the city is scheduled on Saturday and a total of 162 candidates are in fray. In Bihar, several senior leaders of NDA and Grand Alliance today hit the campaigning trail in Lok Sabha elections for the 6th and 7th phase. Senior BJP leader and Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman conducted an outreach program with representatives of industry, MSME and chartered accountants in Patna. She held a press conference in Patna where she alleged that Jangal Raj of RJD and Congress is responsible for the backwardness of the state. Addressing a public meeting in Zirdeh in Sivan parliamentary constituency, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav said there is a total disenchantment in people with BJP, so the ruling party is inciting communal issues. In the run-up to the International Yoga Day on 21st June, the All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, organized a 30-day countdown event in New Delhi today. Director General of AIIA, Tanuja Nisari, said that Ayurveda and Yoga are the two sides of the same coin. She urged everyone to follow the principles of Yoga to lead a well-balanced life. Speaking on the occasion, spiritual mentor Brahma Kumari's sister Shivani said that yoga has the power to heal the body, mind and spirit. She delineated in detail on the role of positive vibrations in quick healing. The theme of this year's International Yoga Day is Yoga for Women Empowerment. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit the Islamic Republic of Iran tomorrow. During his visit, he will attend the official ceremony to pay condolences on the tragic demise of Iranian President Dr. Sayed Ebrahim Raisi, Foreign Minister Dr. Hussein Amir Abdullahian, and other Iranian officials in a helicopter crash on the 19th of May. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders have defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad to book a place in the final with a convincing 8-wicket win at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. Kolkata successfully surpassed the target of 160 set by Hyderabad, reaching 164 for 2 in just 13.4 overs. India's Ekta Bhyan secured the gold medal with the season's best throw of 20.12 metre in the Women's F51 Club Throw competition at the World Para-Athletic Championships at Kobe in Japan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.